All right, let's do this thing. All right, welcome to Pop Culture Roulette for all your pop culture needs. We're America's podcast. All right, welcome everybody.
We're back.
We're back after an unscheduled vacation, but hey, sometimes we just need a break, especially after a big series that we just did. So, welcome everybody. We are joined, as always, by our consummate professional co-host Jeremy,
Good job, Jeremy.
Thanks.
and our consummate unprofessional guest host. We'll just call him guest host for now. Justin.
As the one who hasn't missed time, guest host.
Right.
Good job, got Justin.
Okay, so as in every series, we have to the in movie history, once you've started, you just can't stop. You really have to stretch it out and go further.
This is a
And you
sequel?
you this is a
Or.
sequel. This is part four, and it will be part five of the Who Played It Better franchise.
Oh boy.
So I went through our list and I saw that we did we talked about 184 characters between the three lists. We agreed on
Good grief.
we somehow agreed on 96 of them, which I did the math is 52%. So there were 77 DC characters. We agreed on 39 for 44%. Apparently DC, the three of us didn't agree as much on. The others, the everybody else, there was 48 characters and we agreed on 26, so 54%. And then there was Marvel. There was 59 characters and we agreed on 36 for 61%. So the three of us, we're on the same page with Marvel, but we're not quite on the same page with DC. But 44% still pretty high.
I feel like that's DC's fault for switching characters every movie.
Right. Well, and DC's also been at the game a little bit longer than Marvel has when we talk about, because we go back to like the 70s with Superman and, the 80s with Batman, where Marvel didn't really start doing much of anything until the late 90s. I mean, they had some stuff in the 70s and the 80s, but for the most part, other than Spider-Man and Hulk, they pretty much didn't do anything. So, it ended up with a 96 person bracket.
Oh,
We
God.
are not going to do a 96 person bracket today. Mainly because our friends over at brackethq.com, the ones who do all our building brackets for us, won't let me do a 96 person bracket. They'll only let me do a 32 person bracket unless I wanted to pay them. Unless we probably told them how much we actually used them and we got them to sponsor us. But
Yeah, I mean, if we're such good friends, they should let us have that pro for free, the pro bracket.
Then I must use somebody else because I did that Marvel bracket and that was a lot of movies.
I did, after I did one whole bracket and I realized that I was only allowed to do 32, started looking at other bracket companies. And then I was like, oh, okay, I can't just import what I've already done. Well, screw it. I've already committed. Future reference, if I'm going to start a bracket for more than 32 people, I got to start it on somebody else. So
Yeah, I don't remember where I used.
what it broke down to is we're going to have one bracket of just DC, one bracket of just Marvel, and then one bracket with all three mixed up together. We're going to stop it when we are down to 24 total. And then next week, I will put all 24 characters into one bracket and we'll reevaluate just from that. That way, we also get a fair cross section of all three and we don't just completely eliminate the other. And so basically, there's not going to be a lot of Marvel versus DC fights at first. There might be a couple when we do the one page. Who do we want to start with? Do you want to start with Marvel, DC, or the mishmash?
Justin, you
Oh,
pick.
I was gonna let Nicholas pick. I was half listening because I'm the non-professional here, remember?
Right.
We should start with mishmash.
Mishmash
Yeah.
it is.
Is
Okay.
that what we started our breakdown with the first one?
It
It's
is, but
mishmash.
it is kind of how we started. All right.
Perfect.
So
continue
basically,
on.
there's a handful of Marvel, there's a handful of DC, but mainly this is the other bracket. So it's going to be some very interesting matchups, just like I've done in the past. I entered all 32 in order, and then I hit randomize 7 times. So I did not do the seeding. In fact, I probably won't tell you the seeding, but I am starting at the top. So if you know brackets like Justin does, you'll know exactly what the seeding is.
What is it? A 32 team?
It's a 32-team bracket, and I'm going to start at the top of the page. We have The Crow, played by Brandon Lee, versus Sabrina, played by Melissa Joan Hart.
I think
Oh,
this is gonna be our first upset.
is it now?
What are
Well,
we
okay, what was the question?
really basing this on?
Whatever you want. Like, this is we're no longer debating who played it better. Was it, with The Crow, it was Brandon Lee versus whoever, and then Sabrina, it was Melissa Joan Hart or Kiernan Shipka. So we don't care about that anymore. Now we're just saying, I think
Right.
that, if you want to put it, who would win in a battle between Sabrina and the Crow? Like, Sabrina's got all of her magic powers. The Crow just has a hard time dying. Or do you want to base it how I'm probably going to base it on, with like, who do I think did the character better? Or who would I want to continue to see being that character?
Sure. Okay.
Well, I hope it's not Brandon Lee, because that'd be a little weird.
It would be. Even though I said I wasn't going to give the bracket, it worked out where this is a 1 versus a 32,
Yes.
which is, I think, putting Sabrina in at 32 is really disservice.
That's why I
But
said this would be our first upset in this
yeah,
bracket.
but I'm going to kick the voting off, because I think we all know who I was voting for anyway, and I'm voting Sabrina.
I gotta vote the same. I'm gonna probably use the who's gonna win in a fight, maybe. I don't know. I'll change it up. We make up the rule as we go here.
Sure. Yeah, I think at first I might base my decision on who's the better lover, but then I might go for the fighter later on.
You're gonna have a real hard time with the next one if you're basing on who the better lover is then.
Okay. But for this one, I'll say I'll agree with you guys.
Sabrina, it is.
Sabrina, it is. All right, now we're to Roy Pulsifer, Jeff Bridges from RIPD, or
Ooh.
Dick Tracy, Warren Beatty from Dick Tracy.
Ooh. Oh man, I think Dick Tracy would win in a fight. I'm giving it to Dick Tracy. I couldn't tell you who the guy who played him was, if he would beat up Jeff Bridges or not.
I will say that after we talked about the movie, and then one of our friends over at Moving Panels did an episode on Dick Tracy, I went out and purchased the DVD because I couldn't find it streaming, because I used to love that movie. So for me, it's Dick Tracy.
The guy who plays him alive.
Warren Beatty, yes. I mean, he's also ancient, but he's still alive.
Could he beat up Jeff Bridges?
Now, no. Then maybe.
I will agree with you guys again.
I wonder if I was gonna have to change my vote because
Dick Tracy.
I'm sure Jeff Bridges could beat up an old man.
I think this is going to be another clean sweep. So far, clean sweeps. I don't even think it matters who this one was going up against. I think she was going to win. Aunt May, Marissa Tomei, versus the spirit of Gabriel Mock. Do I even need to actually put this up for a vote?
No.
Okay. Aunt May it is. All right. And then we are at Kurt Connors, played by Risa Fons, versus Richie Rich, Macaulay Culkin. Oh,
I don't
jeez.
remember the first one. What are we doing here, guys? Oh, boy.
It'd be awkward if I picked Macaulay Culkin if I'm still basing it on who's the better lover.
Mean, you can change how you vote every round if
I
you
might
want.
have to change how I'm voting. Yes. Because I do like Richie Rich as a character over whoever the fuck the first guy
Yeah, I'm
was.
like, I don't even remember the first guy.
Kurt Connors, Risa Fons from Amazing Spider-Man, the Lizard.
Okay. Yeah. I
Oh
changed my
man.
mind, actually. I'm gonna vote for him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he could beat up Macaulay Culkin.
All right. Look, I might as well just go ahead and keep that going as a clean sweep then.
I think
Man,
I can't.
we are really agreeing on this one. All right. Now we're to one that is going to be a little bit harder to actually vote on. But unlike in the previous rounds, where we could choose to vote abstain, we can't do that this time. So we have Tess Trueheart.
Watch us.
We have Tess Trueheart, played by Glenn Headley from the Dick Tracy movie, or Hiram Law. Hiram Lodge, played by Mark Consuelos from Riverdale.
Who are these people?
They are people that we somehow completely agreed that they should be the ones that are the definitive versions of that character.
I don't even know what this character is.
You know who Mark Consuelos is, though, don't you?
Not off the top of my head.
He is the husband of Kelly Ripa.
That doesn't help me.
Acquaintance of Brian Johnson.
No.
Okay.
Have you ever seen Dirty Rotten Scoundrels?
Probably.
With Michael Caine and Steve Martin.
Yes.
Okay. The girl they had the bet against, that was Glenn Headley.
Who's gonna win? Yeah, who's gonna win in a fight? That's my answer.
I'm gonna let you answer that one.
I'm gonna go with Mark because I think he's gonna beat up a woman.
Jeremy, who are you voting for?
Tess.
Okay, I'm also gonna vote for Tess.
Perfect.
So our first non-agreeing.
I don't know who these people are.
That's right. just for the mishmash. I'm sure that that's once we get past that, you'll know everybody.
I did want to have a couple of the mishmash characters in the final 24, but and I think we might have a couple based on how we're going here. But all right, now we have Aunt Zelda, Beth Roderick versus Miriam Lodge. I cannot read that. Who cares, really?
Who cares?
Oh, Maria Consuelos. Maria, no, not Maria Consuelos. Maria, the lady from CSI Miami who played the mom in Riverdale. But she's going up against Aunt Zelda. So, I mean, I know who I'm voting for.
I guess I'd have to go for that as well.
Yeah.
All right, so it doesn't matter what her name is because she lost. All right.
Yes. Zelda for the win.
Okay, this one might be an interesting debate. Gomez, John Astin.
Ooh.
Versus Harry Osborn, James Franco.
Gomez is definitely the better lover.
I think Gomez could beat up.
All right, I'm going to give it the clean sweep.
James Franco's character.
I would rather watch John Astin do stuff than James Franco. All right.
What kind of stuff, you perv?
Don't worry about it. All right, now we're on to Sheena, Tanya Roberts, Hot Donna's mom, versus Hilda, Aunt Hilda, Caroline Ray.
I like Caroline Ray.
All right, Caroline Ray it is.
Yeah, I agree. We gotta get both sisters up on there.
Okay, so Sabrina has clean sweeped her category so far. All right, now we're on to Dr. Savannah, Mark Strong. This isn't the only time you'll see Mark Strong on this bracket. So he is from the Dr. Savannah. That is the Shazam character, Mark Strong, or the Phantom, played by Billy Zane.
I kind of just want to go with Billy Zane because you said the other guy's going to be on there twice.
Yeah. Mark Strong.
Oh, so you're going to force me to vote. All right. I think I'm also going to go Mark Strong. I want to see if we can't get a Mark Strong versus Mark Strong matchup.
That would be something.
Only we can control the outcome of the brackets.
Well, we can't. So, all right. This is another
I mean,
one.
We can.
This is another one that we do have to vote for, whether we like it or not. Jughead, Cole Sprouse.
Oh, yeah.
Versus Irona, Don McLeod. That's a Richie Rich character.
Okay. Oh. Jughead for the win.
Only person I recognize, yep.
Sweet so life.
It looks like that might be the only Archie character that's going to win. Well, speaking of Richie Rich characters, we have Regina Rich, played by Christine something or other, Ebersol, versus the Tick, Patrick Warburton.
Oh,
Patrick Warburton.
Yeah, yeah. That's. I figured Regina Rich was getting a beat down there. Red Sonja.
Spoiled rich white lady versus the Tick.
Yeah. Now we're on to Red Sonja, Angelica Bridges, versus Norman Osborn, Willem Dafoe. So this is going to be a difficult category for Jeremy.
Yes. I do still think Norman is the better lover of the two.
Perfect.
I'm something of a scientist myself.
Appleton's own.
All right. I keep forgetting that he's from here, so that would be why you would vote for him.
I think it's Appleton, isn't it?
I know he's from Wisconsin somewhere, but
I gotta go to the Google later here.
Little orphan Annie herself, Ashley Johnson.
Yes.
Versus Arthur from Tick, Arthur's sidekick, David Burke.
Little Orphan Annie all the way. That is my Annie.
Yeah, I'll go with Little Orphan Annie.
Okay, I'm going to vote Arthur just because I still refuse to watch or vote for Annie. But
I never watched it either. But I got my boys back.
All right, now this could be our first Sabrina upset here. Harvey Nate Rickert versus Tomas Sarah Shahad. She was from Black Adam.
Okay,
I didn't see Black Adam.
It's not good. Its biggest crime is that it's not bad, it's not good, it's just boring.
Is it boring enough for her to not get my vote?
Well, that's up to you. Do you want to see Harvey in the next round, or do you want to vote the way Jeremy voted a lot of in the previous three episodes of using something else to vote? So you've got Nate Rickert versus Sarah Sarai, or Shahai.
I'm just going to vote for Harvey, because I at least know that character. I've never seen Black Adam. I got no opinion.
I have not seen that film either, but I still am going to vote for.
Well, it doesn't really matter because I'm voting Harvey. So Sabrina makes the clean sweep into the second round. Now we're at. This is going to be a tough one for Justin. Lurch Ted Cassidy versus Hellboy Ron Perlman.
Whoa!
I'm going to make it to Ron Perlman. I'm pretty sure I voted for a different Lurch, anyways.
not according to this. You voted for.
I don't remember who I voted for.
Well, I wrote it down that we voted all three. So,
Ron Perlman.
We have it on permanent record.
Yeah,
Ron Perlman, definitely the better lover. He would take me.
I think when it comes to the comic book character portrayals, Ron Perlman knocked Hellboy out of the park. I mean, he is about as perfect as you get. So I think Ron Perlman gets the clean sweep here. And then we have a very strange category, but we have the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles rubber costumes versus Cadbury Jonathan Hyde, who somehow got a number two seed.
The Turtles.
All right, Turtles it is. I figured. All right. Like I said, the seeding didn't really matter because it was just a matter of just putting them all on a list. All right, now, I don't know how you guys want to continue voting, if you're voting on fighting styles or loving styles, but Sabrina, Melissa Joan Hart versus Dick Tracy, Warren Beatty.
Jeremy, what's your criteria for the second round?
I think I'll flip it and go fighting. So, Sabrina.
I'll stick with Melissa Joan Hart.
All right, Sabrina it is. That's how I was going to vote, too. Although I do love the Dick Tracy movie. Aunt May, Marissa Tomei versus the Lizard, Kurt Connors, Risa Fong.
Aunt May. Not to be confused with Aunt May. I choose Aunt May.
I'm immediately going to go back to my old criteria and just vote for
Aunt May it is. Now we have Tess Trueheart, Glenn Headley versus Aunt Zelda Beth Broderick.
Who's this person? The first one.
She was in Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. She's Dick Tracy's girlfriend.
I just need a name here.
Glenn Headley.
Died at 62.
Oh, she passed away? Oh, yeah, just recently, right?
2017.
Okay, a lot longer ago than I thought.
Mandela effect.
Yeah, I think she'd have a hard time fighting, you know, since she's dead and all.
Well, just look at that skeleton from Nightmare on Elm Street. That came back to life and fought.
It's true.
I mean, there was a whole skeleton army in Army of Darkness.
That's true. Yeah.
That's very fair. Why didn't he get included in this comic book stuff? Because he was only played by one person?
Yes, and it wasn't a comic book first.
Well, we're off topic. I'm going to go with the aunt.
All right, Zelda?
Sure.
All right.
She can beat up a dead lady.
Okay. Glenn Headley.
All right.
Just to make it interesting.
Zelda it is. All right, now we have Gomez, John Astin, versus Aunt Hilda, the other sister, Caroline Ray.
I like Caroline Ray, but I'm going with Gomez.
Caroline Ray.
Oh, man. I think this is going to be the first loss for Sabrina's characters, and I'm going to go John Aston Gomez. Mark Strong as Dr. Savannah, or Cole Sprouse as Jughead.
Let's go with Frankenstein.
Oh, that's right. He was in a Big Daddy as Frankenstein. Got it.
Yeah. He wipes his own ass. He's wiping the competition.
I'll vote for that guy too.
All right, I was going to vote Mark Strong simply because I was trying to get a Mark Strong versus Mark Strong matchup, but I guess we can't. So Cole Sprouse it is. And now we have, the question is does Justin continue his only voting for Wisconsin people when we're going Patrick Warburton in the Tick versus the Green Goblin himself, Willem Dafoe?
That's a tough one. Can I vote later?
I'm going to vote Tick. I'll kick the voting off.
Green Goblin.
I'm going to go Willem Dafoe. I like Patrick Warburton. I like him better probably as a voice actor than as an actor, but some of his stuff is really good. But, man, Willem Dafoe has done some classics. And it's not just because he's from Appleton.
Oh, you looked it up. He is from Appleton?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Little Orphan Annie, Ashley Johnson, and her street savvy, taking on Harvey Kinkle, Sabrina's boyfriend, Nate Rickert.
Annie.
Can you give it to Little Orphan Annie?
Annie it is. All right. I don't know how she made it this far, but, man, she is kicking some butt. And now
she's got a knife.
Well, she is from the streets.
It's a hard knock life.
All right. This is a difficult one again. This is probably an actual category we're voting for. Ron Perlman, Hellboy, versus the Turtles Rubber Suits.
Oh, tough one. Turtles Rubber Suits.
I'm going Hellboy.
I'm going with the Turtles. I based that one off which one I would rather watch.
Okay,
that's a good one though.
So that is the end of that bracket. Who chose the mishmash bracket? Okay, so Justin, you get to choose. Do you want to do the Marvel one or the DC one?
Jeremy, what did you choose after I chose mishmash the first time? Marvel.
Yeah, I think so.
Was it? Did we do Marvel second?
Yes.
Marvel second again.
All right, Marvel second. Okay,
Turtles first Hellboy.
That would be an interesting book. I kind of want to see them do that. I mean, I know they did Turtles teaming up with Batman, but won't be the only time we talk about him today. But Johnny Storm, Chris Evans versus Betty Ross, Liv Tyler. Difficult for the who's a better lover category.
True.
Yeah.
Liv Tyler, I'll say.
Chris Evans.
I'm going to go Liv Tyler just because I know Chris Evans is a better actor than Johnny Storm, and we will be probably voting for him later. And since I can't have a Mark Strong versus Mark Strong, you can't have a Chris Evans versus Chris Evans. Magneto, Ian McKellen versus Wong, played by Benedict Wong in Doctor Strange.
Benedict Wong.
Wong's Wong.
All right, Wong it is.
Wong's Wong.
I would have voted for Magneto just to be clear that it's not a clean sweep, but you're not wrong. I mean, Wong is very good as Wong. Chris Evans again, Cap, Captain America versus Fandral, Zach Levi.
Thanks for clarifying after you said Cap. I was thinking Captain Crunch.
Yeah, I just wanted to be clear for the listeners at home, in case for some reason they've never paid attention to Marvel before, or for some reason listening to this podcast. Zach Levi will be on the next list that we talk about. Mark Strong, Zach Levi, and Chris Evans all made this list multiple times.
Captain America.
Yeah.
Agreed.
So Chris Evans is moving on. All right.
Did Zachary Levi have like a breakdown or something on social media over the new Shazam?
No, he said some stuff that is people considered controversial, even though it really wasn't, because it wasn't. And so they started trying to ban him because how dare he have a slightly different opinion than the most popular public opinion.
So it's just another case of people on social media overblowing things up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
They don't do that.
never.
We have Colossus, Stefan Kusik, guy from Deadpool, or the Beast, Nicholas Holt.
Colossus.
That's a tough fight in both lover and fighter, because I feel like I'd get ravaged and destroyed by both very quickly. Colossus.
All right, Colossus for the clean sweep. All right.
I like his portrayal of the character.
I do too. Red Skull, Hugo Weaving versus Kitty Pryde, played by E. Page.
Okay, interesting matchup here.
Yeah, I'm going to go Red Skull.
Agreed.
I'm also going to go Red Skull. I mean, Hugo Weaving has got that super cool voice, and he was really good in Lord of the Rings and as Megatron. Agent whatever it was in The Matrix.
Too bad we didn't get to see more of his Red Skull. It was cool.
Yeah. I don't know if he just got too big for his... I don't remember if it was a money thing or he was too busy doing Megatron or what his... why they replaced him. Quicksilver, Evan Peters versus Foggy Nelson, Eldon Hansen.
That'd be a very one-sided fight.
Yeah.
Are we talking about the characters or the actors? Because I think in real life, Eldon Hansen being a big man and playing the hockey player in the Mighty Ducks movies would probably take down the little Evan Peters. But if we're talking about characters, yeah, Quicksilver would make quick work.
Yeah.
Quicksilver. Although I would like to see those two in a boxing ring.
Yeah, Quicksilver.
All right, Quicksilver it is. I'm not sure who I vote for there, but I guess it doesn't really matter. I'll just go quit. They used him again, so let's... I did enjoy his portrayal as Quicksilver. All right, Sue Richards, Jessica Alba versus Blade, Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, maybe we should just get us started on this one.
It's a difficult one to make a choice on because Blade's awesome, but I'm going to have to vote for Jessica Alba.
I'm going to go with Blade.
I mean, they're both fun to look at. Or actually, I mean, one of them I'd much rather look at the other one.
Hmm.
So I'm going to vote for him, Blade.
TCR after dark.
Like, I think Blade's character would win that fight, and I think Wesley Snipes would win that fight.
I agree. Yes. Yeah. I don't know about the other category that Jeremy's been using, but, you know.
He Blade would win that fight, too.
All right. Well, this would make it, we'll make it equally as difficult with this one. Angel, one of the guys from the X-Men characters, Ben Foster, or Emma Frost, played by January Jones.
Emma Frost.
January Jones it is.
Hello, JJ.
Hey, that's you.
All right. Daredevil, Charlie Cox versus a character that I don't know why we all voted for him because nobody really remembers this character. Banshee, Caleb Landry Jones.
Just put Daredevil down.
Okay, all right. But that's that. There was some that I was like, I could probably just go ahead and write these in. All right, Psylocke, Olivia Munn versus Karen Page, Deborah Ann Woll.
Wow.
Olivia Munn.
I'd really just like to see them settle it first. I don't know. Maybe like in a pool full of Jell-O or something. If only we could make that happen. But alas... I guess I'll just vote for Olivia Munn.
All right.
I mean, if we had enough money, we could probably make it happen.
How much do you think it would take?
I don't know. When we win the lottery, we'll find out.
Hit him up on social media.
Olivia Munn, it is.
Are we even allowed to say things like that anymore? Like, we want to see that happen?
I mean, let's just go back and say Captain America, Chris Evans versus Fandral, Zach Levi. I'd like to see that in a Jello fight there.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Now it's even. Now
everyone get in the pool together.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah. That way we're being equally sexist across the board. All right.
Perfect.
I guess I could have actually saved, rather than, you know, go back and use an example, just use this as the next example. Nightcrawler, Alan Cumming versus Thor, Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Chris Hemsworth. I think he'd win both those fights.
Yeah.
All three of them.
Yeah, I'd say I think he'd win all three of them.
What's the third?
Your category.
I was going within the Jell-O.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to go Thor as well. So
Thor.
Okay. War Machine, Don Cheadle versus Gwen Stacy, Emma Stone.
Oh, man. Tough one. Don Cheadle's pretty great. Is War Machine is going to be involved in more shit pretty soon, right?
Yeah, because I think he's getting his own series.
Nice.
And I'm pretty sure he's going to be heavily involved in Cap 4, the New World Order, when Sam Wilson as the Falcon takes over as Captain America.
Sweet. That's cool. I'm like totally back in on Marvel stuff. I just saw Guardians last weekend. And,
oh, so good.
Yeah.
But still, I've not caught up on my Marvel stuff.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. But anyways.
I'm going Don Cheadle and War Machine.
Okay, so Don Cheadle, War Machine it is. Not how I saw that vote going. I would have gone that, MS, I would have gone know, MS Jared, Stone, but
Jeremy, did you vote for Don Cheadle?
I mean, technically, I didn't really vote.
Yeah, oh, you didn't vote yet.
I'm sorry. I thought you did. I misunderstood what you said.
He said, I do like Don Cheadle.
I kind of just went off on a Don Cheadle tangent, but okay. I mean, I probably will vote for Don Cheadle still.
Okay, yeah, then I don't have to erase what I
just leave it.
Got it. Okay, all right. Well, I think I know who Jeremy's voting, not Jeremy, Justin's voting for on this one. We've got Hulk, Mark Ruffalo, Racine's own, versus Dr. Doom, Julian McMahon, some guy from England.
Julian?
Oh, yeah, it's Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
That's who I was voting for as well. Mainly because we still haven't gotten a good Fantastic Four movie yet. All right. The name that's really long, so we'll just start with Contessa, because it's Contessa Valentina, something, blah, blah, blah. Jerry Louise Dreyfus versus Jigsaw Ben Barnes.
Jigsaw.
Not the same Jigsaw from the Saw movies. The Jigsaw from the Punisher series.
Who are you going with, Jeremy? Are you going with Jigsaw?
I think so. Is he a big guy?
Not really.
I don't think so. Doesn't he have T-Mobile commercials now? I think it's someone else.
I think it's somebody else. I don't rightly remember what Ben Barnes looks like, but I don't think he's big, but I don't think he's small either.
Oh, that dude. Okay. Yeah. I'll vote for Jigsaw.
I'm going to vote Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
I'm going to go with Jigsaw.
All right. Ben Barnes it is.
I like the Punisher series.
The character who so far has only really been a cameo in a credit scene, Clea, Charlize Theron, versus Professor X, Patrick Stewart.
Oh, Patrick Stewart.
What was this her character from?
Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Gotta give it up to Patrick Stewart.
That's a classic character.
Patrick Stewart for the clean sweep. Kingpin Vincent D'Onofrio versus J. Jonah Jameson, J.K. Simmons.
Oh my God. That's tough.
I like to hit you with the tough one with the last vote, apparently, when I hit the
when you randomize it.
When I randomize it seven times.
Man, I'm going Kingpin. Yeah, Even though both of them, when you think of that character, those are the actors now I think of with them.
That's why I'm going J.K. Simmons. But
okay. I'm going to go with Kingpin. He's just so fucking good.
All right.
And they both are, but
Liv Tyler as Betty Ross versus Benedict as Wong as Benedict Wong as Wong from Doctor Strange.
I love Wong.
Liv Tyler.
I think I'm gonna go Wong with this one.
Banker Wong.
Two Wongs.
Don't make a right.
Chris Evans versus that guy who played Colossus.
Ooh.
Is Chris Evans Captain America?
Chris Evans Captain America, because Chris Evans Johnny Storm lost already, so
gotta keep us all informed, though.
Captain America would take down Colossus.
I'm also voting Chris Evans, but or at least that's how I'm voting. I'll start the voting. Unless you were voting on that one, I don't want to assume it. Yet.
Yeah.
Chris okay, Evans. All right. So
I would go with Colossus.
Well, Chris Evans won. All right. Hugo Weaving, Red Skull versus Quicksilver, Evan Peters.
Red Skull.
Evan Peters.
Evan Peters, Quicksilver.
All right. Not opposed to either of those.
An equally hard topic. Blade, Wesley Snipes versus Emma Frost, January Jones.
Blade.
JJ.
Blade. Vampires for the win. Daredevil, Charlie Cox versus Psylocke, Olivia Munn.
Olivia Munn.
Charlie Cox.
Charlie Cox. Daredevil it is.
I've changed my criteria in my brain again and again and again.
Now we have Thor, Chris Hemsworth versus Don Cheadle, War Machine.
I don't like this one.
I'm going to kick the voting off. I'm going to go Thor. I just think Chris Hemsworth is about perfect as Thor when it comes to, you know, the looks, the attitude, the, you know, his ability of acting, you know.
The looks. The
Doesn't hurt.
Looks. Do you have an answer for this one?
I do. I'm
go
going to go
ahead.
with I'm going to go with Thor.
All right, clean sweep.
The way I just changed things in my brain all of a sudden.
Now, I feel like this is going to be a real easy one. Racine's own Mark Ruffalo, the Hulk, versus Ben Barnes, Jigsaw.
Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, that's what I figured. That's how I was voting as well. One bald guy versus another bald guy. Patrick Stewart, Professor X, versus Vincent D'Onofrio, Kingpin.
Oof. So you didn't get the Mark Strong bald off, but we got two other bald people.
Correct.
I'm going to go Vincent D'Onofrio. Yes.
I agree.
Final answer.
Oh, wow. I was going to go Patrick Stewart, but Kingpin.
Well, like I said, I changed my thinking on how I was voting.
Now, on to the DC bracket.
Comic books have been around for almost a century, and in the last two decades, we've finally gotten to see many of these characters brought to life in movies and on TV. On the Moving Panels podcast, we discuss movies and TV shows based on, inspired by, and adapted from the world of comic books. Join me and my guests as we discuss both the good and the bad from Marvel, DC, and even some of the lesser-known comic book companies. Learn what is and isn't from the comics, as well as our nerdy review of the movie or show. New episodes drop every Monday, and you can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. So join us for Moving Panels, and I'll see you on the other side of the page.
So, again, very strange matchups here, but we have Dr. Fate, Pierce Brosnan, from the Black Adam movies, versus Huntress, Jessica DeGaux, in the CW stuff, the Arrowverse.
Spicy.
I'm Huntress.
Yeah, well.
It helps that I've never seen Black Adam.
Yeah, I haven't seen Black Adam, but Pierce Brosnan's pretty cool. I bet he played the role pretty well.
It was one of the few bright spots of the movie, considering The Rock was in it. It was bizarre.
Huntress.
Okay, Huntress, and moving on. I was going to vote Pierce Brosnan just because he was James Bond.
That's
but,
fair.
All right. Steve Trevor, Chris Pine, versus Joker, Heath Ledger.
Joker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Heath Ledger.
I kind of figured. All right. Poison Ivy, Uma Thurman, versus Shazam, Zach Levi. Our second appearance of Zach Levi.
Well,
I'm voting for Zach Levi this time.
I'm not voting for that whitey bitch.
Zach Levi. Zach Levi.
Okay.
I'll put him through.
Oh, so everybody who was in there twice got to win at least once. All right.
50%.
All right. Zod, Terrence Stamp versus Kate Cassidy, Black Canary.
Oh.
I know who Jeremy's voting for. Justin, who are you voting for?
Kate Cassidy.
I'm voting Terrence Stamp, but it doesn't matter because you both voted Kate Cassidy. All right.
All right. Approval.
Lucius Fox. Lucius Fox, Morgan Freeman versus Weather Wizard, one of those two guys that played in the same character. So just go ahead and give it to Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. I don't know what you were doing with your hands there. So.
Summoning weather.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's exactly what I was doing.
Summon rain, Jeremy. Take a rain.
Now we have Vigilante, Freddy Stroma from Peacemaker, versus Etta Candy, Lucy Davis from Wonder Woman.
I don't even remember voting on Peacemaker people.
I think he was the only Peacemaker character that we voted on. Oh, I don't okay. I think Vigilante's the only character from Peacemaker that was in any other DC property.
Gotcha.
Vigilante.
I'm going to go Vigilante as well.
Agreed. That was funny.
All right. Now we have Iris West, Candace Patton, versus the person that Justin will be voting for, Mr. Freeze, Arnold.
In this round, yes, I will vote for Arnold.
I agree.
All right, Arnold it is. All right. Now we have the Atom, Brandon Routh, versus one of the Flash characters, but played by John Wesley Shipp. Oh, Jay Garrick. That's what I meant there. I had to remember my own shorthand.
I'm going to vote for that fellow with the fancy name.
John Wesley Shipp or Brandon Routh? Okay.
I guess, yeah, they are both pretty fancy. The one with three names.
Can't trust people with three names.
So you're voting Brandon Routh?
Yep.
Okay, I will also vote Brandon Routh.
Can't trust them people with three names.
Wait a minute.
All right, so we've got Nissa Al Ghul, Katrina Law versus Bane, Tom Hardy.
Oh, Bane.
Yeah, Bane.
You're damn right you're voting for me. Bane it is. Clean sweep for Bane. All right. Aquaman, Jason Momoa versus Emmanuel Sharik, Lana Lang from any number of the Superman shows. I couldn't remember which one.
All right. Since the trend has been Justin voting first, I'll wait.
I'm going to vote Jason Momoa.
Okay. Yeah, I felt like we're all going to go with Aquaman here. So
yeah, that's true.
Okay.
By the way, Jason, if you need any more health tips, just call me. It's fine.
It's on the TB12 diet.
This ought to be interesting voting. Robin, Dick Grayson, Burt Ward, or Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot.
In many aspects, Wonder Woman would take it in many categories. So I'm going to overgal.
I'm going to second that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to vote out Gal Gadot too. I mean, I do enjoy the Batman 66 series, but I mean, come on. I mean, those Wonder Woman, the one of the two Wonder Woman movies was just fantastic. All right. Oh, now we got Mark Strong again. Sinestro, so from the Green Lantern movie, versus Roulette Dykin-Lok. She was from one of the... She was from one of the Arrowverse shows.
All right. She's probably not going to be moving on. But who knows?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're about to find out. Who are we voting for?
Justin, what do you want to vote for? It looks like you're like in a hostage video.
Yes, everything's getting dark in my little corner.
Yeah, to say it is progressively getting darker over there. It's harder to see you, but
yes, eventually I'll just disappear. Sinestro. I don't really have a preference in either.
All right, I will vote. Sure, why not? I'll vote Mark Strong, who I think has won twice now. He didn't move on because he lost in the second one. So we'll see what happens this time. Two-Face, Aaron Eckhart versus Scarecrow, Cillian Murphy.
Two-Face.
Scarecrow.
Oh, that's a tough one. Because, I mean, they were both so good. Two-Face. I don't really have a reason. I had to vote for somebody. And I like both of them. But I think Aaron Eckhart did a really good job. Doomsday, Robin something... Downs versus Supergirl Melissa Benoist, the person who's going to actually, that's kind of a funny matchup, Supergirl versus Doomsday, because Doomsday killed Superman. So now let's see, does Supergirl kill Doomsday?
Right.
Because that's who I'm voting for, is Melissa Benoist.
Yeah, I'm going to do the same.
I probably would too.
All right. The other Ghoul, Ra's al Ghul, Liam Neeson versus Constantine, Matt Ryan.
I'm going Matt Ryan.
And just as a reminder to Jeremy, not the Atlanta Falcons quarterback, the actor.
Okay.
He's not even with the Falcons anymore. He's a free agent. He's joining CBS or something.
Yeah, but I would say most people know him as the Falcons quarterback.
Future backup to the Green Bay Packers, Matt Ryan.
What was the first choice again?
Ra's al Ghul, Liam Neeson.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I'm going to vote for Liam Neeson.
He has a particular set of skills, and that's why he is moving on. All right, let's see if the last vote is as interesting as it has been on the last two.
Just flip the table now. That's the table flipping moment.
Oh, this is as interesting as the last two. Rachel Dawes, Maggie Gyllenhaal versus Harley Quinn, Margot Robbie.
Ooh.
Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
All right, so not as interesting as I thought it would be, because Margot Robbie gets a clean sweep. All right, then. Now we are at... The Huntress versus the person she's about to lose to, Joker, Heath Ledger.
Sounds good to me.
All right, fine. You say so.
All right, come on. Is anybody really voting for Jessica De Gaulle over Heath Ledger?
I guess
all
not.
right all right now Zach Levi, Shazam versus Kate Cassidy, Black Canary. I'm not going to presume to vote for you on this one. I mean, I think I know who you're voting for just because you've been pretty consistent.
Well, yeah. I'm going to just say Kate Cassidy.
Zachary Levi.
Zachary Levi is moving on because I like Zach Levi as Chuck and as Shazam. All right. Morgan Freeman, Lucius Fox versus Freddie Stroma, Vigilante.
Morgan Freeman.
Freddie
Stroma?
Peralta.
Freddie Fox.
I'm going to vote Vigilante as well. Arnold.
Leaving me in the dark over here.
Arnold for Mr. Freeze versus Brandon Routh, Adam, playing the Adam in the CW stuff.
Jeremy, you look like you want to say something.
No. I was just trying to conjure up an Arnold, but not going to happen. Why don't you vote for Arnold?
Arnold. All right, I'll vote for Arnold all first.
Right. Oh, Arnold.
All right. So, and I so want to try to do it now, but I guess since I'm in control of the editing, get your ass to the next vote. Arnold it is. All right.
I like it.
Ooh, this would be a good fight in the comic books as well as on screen and probably even in real life. Tom Hardy, Bane versus Jason Momoa, Aquaman.
Going Aquaman.
Ooh, so you're going to force me to... I think I'm going to go Aquaman as well, pulling out the lighters. Okay. I do wonder if Mark Strong is going to win the second round in either time he was up for a vote. Gal Gadot, Wonder Woman versus Sinestro, Mark Strong.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Well, let's see. This one, I'm going to be changing my criteria to who I'd rather have sit on my face, and of course is going to be Mark Strong. No, just kidding. Gal Gadot.
Turn on your mood lighting, Jeremy, because Gal Gadot.
So, I think I'm going to go Gal Gadot as well, because Green Lantern was just a terrible movie.
Cinematic abortion.
So Mark Strong made it into the list twice and lost in the second round both times. Poor Mark Strong. You've been completely eliminated. The other two that made it into the list twice, Zach Levi made it into the second round, and Chris Evans both made it into the second round. Mark Strong, just despite his name, didn't have enough power to get there.
Mark's weak.
All right. Two-Face, Aaron Eckhart versus Melissa Benoist, Supergirl.
Two-Face.
Was that a vote for Supergirl?
Supergirl, indeed.
I'm going to go Supergirl as well. So we do not have a Superman in the final bracket, but we will have a Supergirl. Now, does Liam Neeson's skills as Ra's al Ghul get him past Margot Robbie's Harley Quinn?
No.
Mm-mm.
Okay, I didn't think so. Too bad we're stopping the voting now, because that would have been a fun vote. Margot Robbie versus Melissa Benoist.
Yeah, that's true.
Wow.
And then it would have been an equally fun vote of Aquaman versus Gal Gadot. Now, we'll see if the seven times that I put those in there will get either of those matchups. But I'm not in control of that. Fate is, even though he was eliminated in the first round. Because... All right.
Constantine could conjure up some black magic to help you. You didn't eliminate him, Jeremy.
Sorry.
All right. So that is the end of part one of Who Played It Best, our bracket series, to continue on beating the dead horse of Who Played It Best. Because, you know, once we get an idea, we just can't let it go, and we got to run it into the ground. Just.
Hey, we got a lot of wear on these tires.
Yeah, but. I also saw, just let's talk about, I guess, real quick, just a couple minutes here, because we're already, you know, kind of long, but stuff we've seen over the last couple weeks. I also saw Guardians of the Galaxy 3, and I will tell you, I think it might have broke the streak.
Oh, really?
I don't want to ruin the scene for people who haven't seen it yet. One of you, I think Jeremy, you know what scene I'm talking about. A single one.
Nice.
Dropped out.
It's beautiful.
It did. It James Gunn did something that nobody else has managed to do, and he got with characters that we hadn't met before, and he made me so deeply care about them. I can't believe how much I don't like space comics. The three Guardians of the Galaxy movies are just, James Gunn just done so well, like, yeah, those movies. I'm more looking forward now to his DC stuff than I already was, because I'm like, if he can do that with characters that nobody gave a fuck about,
yeah,
before he did it. I mean, because let's be honest. I mean, you know, Star-Lord, Groot, Rocket Raccoon, they had fans before the movies, but in all reality, they were D-list, maybe even Z-list comic book characters. And you know, I mean, you got to give Chris Pratt and Bradley Cooper and, you know, all those guys their credit for bringing it to life. But, I mean, James Gunn was the one who directed and you know, at least co-wrote the scripts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that third one was just so, so good.
Yeah. Yeah. Really, really fantastic story.
I also saw Fast X. Equally as well, in a different way, equally good. But in the completely like absurd, like Sharknado level, like it is just batshit insane. And that series is getting crazier and crazier. But it's making it more and more fun. Like, it is a great Saturday afternoon movie. Like, don't go into it expecting to see, you know, Oscar-winning level acting. Although, I will make the argument for Jason Momoa being over the top and, like, just chewing scenery. But anyway, I know that Justin doesn't watch any of the Fast movies. I think we will, as a group, have to sit down and watch them, so that he can appreciate how batshit insane they are.
I'm just over here in the dark.
All right. Did anybody else see anything over the last, like, I think, 2-3 weeks since we recorded?
I don't know if you can see, but I have a raised hand.
Okay. All right. You in the dark?
Me in the dark. Terrifier 2 was recently added to, I want to say, Peacock.
I think I saw that on Peacock today while I was looking for stuff to watch.
So I watched it. It's a long movie. I would like to sit down and discuss them with Jeremy at a later date.
Yeah, I got to get on that. I'm going to watch both those.
Is the first one on Peacock or just the second one?
I think they're both on streaming services, because I've watched them both within the last month. But I don't remember which and which.
I would be willing to watch them both so I could be part of that conversation.
Yeah, I watched the first Terrifier when it first came out. And whatever year that movie actually came out. And then the second one I watched. And I enjoy them.
Oh, it's on a bunch of streaming services. Crackle, Tubi, Vudu, Roku Channel.
Maybe it was Tubi I watched on. It is very unrealistic and just over the top, but it's good.
Sweet.
Hopefully you can handle your gore.
And I think, you know, we can.
And I think that's the only new movie I watched. Yeah.
Well, I watched some stuff actually. I watched season 3 of Dave. You've been keeping up with Dave?
Yes, I have been. Actually, I'm completely caught up on that one as well.
I've been watching too much BattleBots.
I will say season 3 of Dave was way better than season 2.
I agree. Yeah. Yeah.
Season 2, I almost gave up on. Season 3 was a lot of fun. The last episode was insane.
Yeah. It's amazing how many like big names he's been able to pull in this season.
Yes.
I mean, how fucking good is Gata? Like, oh my God.
Considering that neither of them are actors or were actors before this show started, they're both really good.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you watched Dave, Justin?
I think I've seen most of season one.
Okay, season two is a little rough. Season three was way better.
Yeah. Did you listen to Little Dicky before Dave?
I was
Or
aware.
after?
I was aware of him. I think I've listened to a couple songs here or there, but I've never really listened to him.
Gotcha. Okay. I think I have a keychain, a hat, and a shirt of Little Dickies. Two shirts.
Did you go see him in concert or?
No.
Oh.
I've bought it off the merch store. I liked his stuff before he was on, before he did Dave.
And then the other thing I saw was the 30 for 30 they did about American Gladiators.
Is that any good?
It was really interesting, actually. Yeah. Apparently, it was just like a nightmare for all the gladiators to be a part of.
I imagine they probably forced a lot of steroids on them.
Steroids and like no money. Like the pay was horrible and conditions were horrible. Like they just ground them to the bone. Like, and there was always like, there was a backup gladiator like ready to take their job. So they were always like, oh, whatever. I'm just going to play through the injury.
I remember watching that show when I was a kid and just loving it. But now as an adult, I could watch it and be like, oh, yeah, I get how this could be so terrible to them, you know. And that was back in the 80s when we didn't necessarily protect people or actors the way we do now.
We still don't.
I just thought of something else that I watched. Season four, the season finale of Barry. Talk about falling flat on your face and ending with a thud. Season one of Barry, very good. Season two, all right. Season three was kind of going down. Season four was god awful. The only reason I even finished it was because I knew it was the last season. It was just, when there was a couple of good moments, but it was bad. It was just so bad. Considering how good season one is, it was disappointing to say. Like, it makes it hard to recommend Barry now because, like the first season was so good, and I was like, I was recommending it a lot. Then season four happened, and I'm like, well, I got to take that back. I got to apologize for recommending that show.
Just watch the first season and stop.
That's too bad.
All right, anything we're looking forward to, or?
Well, you know, I don't know. I really wanted to see that new Charlie Day movie, but I couldn't find it playing anywhere. It must have like really came and went or something, or just was like limited.
I think it was either really limited or just went straight streaming. Because I think I got an email about it going to some streaming service.
No, I can't think of anything off the top of my head that I'm looking forward to coming out in the next week or so.
That Barbie movie looks pretty interesting, actually. I saw the latest trailer, the longer one. Well, I guess they've all been pretty long, but I think this is more of the theatrical one that released recently.
Yeah. I don't know. Like the first trailer I saw, I was like, okay, I'm kind of interested. The second one, I was kind of like, I don't know. I think I'm still curious to see what it is. You know, I just don't know if I'm going to go out and see it in the theaters.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I don't know. There's some pretty big stuff coming out, actually, but it's just.
Well, that Flash movie's coming out here pretty soon.
Yeah.
So, I mean, at some point we'll have to get back to doing regular episodes, but we've got at least one more episode of Who Played It Best. Because, as we said, going to run this concept into the ground. Somehow managed to turn an idea I stole from Moving Panels into five episodes. All right. Okay, then. Well, I guess, if you didn't make the list, you weren't one of the final 96. just remember, stupid never walks alone.
Yeah.
Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and listen to an 80s flick flashback podcast once in a while, you could miss it. Do you love movies of a certain age? Do you miss the days of VHS tapes, VCRs, and the video rental stores? Does the thought of another 80s movie being remade seem inconceivable? My name is Tim Williams. I'm the creator and host of the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. On each episode, I'm joined by guest co-host to discuss one of the many movies released in the 1980s. We share our first-time watch memories, our favorite scenes, and even learn some behind-the-scenes stories about the cast and crew along the way. New episodes are released every other Friday on your favorite podcasting platform. So make like a tree, get out of here, and go listen to an excellent episode of the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. The ad is over. Go home. Go.